Okay.
Ok, très bien.
All this that we put in you.
And I love that praying, but I really appreciate how you do your work and how you accept and acknowledge that the work that is before us is quite important and it needs to be given the attention that it deserves. And thank you very much for your kind words and your kind support in this regard to ensure that the work of this committee is taken forward. We are here because we are coming to consider three reports of our oversight work that we undertook in the last 3 days, where we visited the Northern Cape province as well as the KwaZulu-Natal province, where we visited two municipalities. And let us just consider the apologies of different people. I only have the apology of the Chief Whip, who's attending an urgent matter as well of Parliament. Any other apologies? No apologies. I think, be that as it may, let us proceed forward in terms of our meeting. The next item will be item number 3, where we consider the adoption of our oversight visit to the Phokwana local municipality in the Northern Cape. The report is before us that we need to consider. This report will give the background of the political issues, the interactions that the committee made with different stakeholders, including the department, the municipality, and other relevant stakeholders within the municipality. It will speak to what they said, and at the end of the day, the report gives some observations, make some observations and recommendations for our consideration. Let us look at those, and that we decide whether we adopt these reports or what. That is for Phokwane local municipality.
I was not part and parcel of the delegation, but since I've seen this report in the morning, I propose the adoption of the report.
Honorable Mfayela moves for the adoption of the report. Any second? Honorable leader.
Yes, Chair, I support the report on part of the delegation.
Any different point of view? Thank you very much. The report is adopted for presentation before Parliament. The next report will be the oversight visit to Mtubatuba local municipality. It also deals with the background, why we were there, and who did we interact with, what were the reasons why the KwaZulu-Natal provincial government placed this municipality under administration, what were the issues which it picked up. It also speaks to the support that was given by the provincial government prior to the invocation of Section 139. It also speaks to the opinions and the views which were expressed by different political parties in Msunduzi, as well as the stakeholders within the municipality. It covers extensively the findings of this committee in respect of the oversight visit, and lastly deals with the recommendations of the Select Committee for consideration by plenary. Any mover for the adoption?
I move to the adoption of the report of Msunduzi. Thank you.
Okay. Any seconder? Honourable Said?
Thanks, Chair. I second the move.
Okay. Any opposing view? The report is adopted. The last report for consideration by the committee, it is a report on Sunduzi, on Sunduzi local municipality. The same way the report covers extensively the background and the overview of the municipality. It outlines the objectives of the local inspection, what were the issues that were covered. It deals with the composition of the delegation. It covers the presentation from the Department of Cooperative Governance in KwaZulu-Natal, what were the reasons to place Sunduzi local municipality under administration. It covers the different players and political parties who were engaged by this select committee in respect of community participation. It also gives a detailed outline about the findings of this committee and also the recommendations of the select committee in respect of Sunduzi local municipality. It is very clear as well. Any move for the adoption? Honorable Minister?
Chair, I support the report, especially that it takes care of the cry that was said by the community of that area, especially all the stakeholders commented on the issue of us doing a follow-up visit of ensuring that the terms of reference that are set for the administration are followed to the latter and ensures that the administrator doesn't take over the responsibility of council.
Thanks. All right, thank you very much. Honorable Mika, any seconder for the motion? Honorable Mola.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second that the report must be adopted.
Okay, any opposition view? Thank you very much. Let me just place this on record. As the chair of the committee, I really appreciate the work and the support of members of this committee. We're dealing here with very, very serious issues, most of them which were the outstanding work of the Fifth Parliament. We've got to ensure that we fulfill our obligations and meet the deadlines as stipulated. And on those basis, I'm quite aware that there is a lot of work that these committee members are doing. There are a lot of meetings, but I really, really appreciate the fact that you respond accordingly because you prioritize the work of Parliament. And I think this is a message that we are registering that as members of Parliament elected in the sixth Parliament, you're doing your work accordingly in terms of what is expected. And this is important because it's across party political lines in terms of solving the problems that are facing us. On those basis, I want to really say thank you, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.